next on the 5 o'clock report.
You have to take that initiative to go through and make sure that those students continue to be safe.
I feel that it'll be me next until we do something about this.
Let's close those loopholes.
People just want to get out and go.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. Officials in the Lone Star State revealing more details today about the timeline of the school tragedy on Tuesday.
Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw told reporters police should have stormed the Robb Elementary School classroom where an 18-year-old gunman shot and killed 21 people.
I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can.
McGraw said the police commander on the scene thought they were dealing with a barricade situation rather than an active shooter.
That's Jim Crisula in Uvalde. We've also learned a school door had been propped open by a teacher.
What was that teacher doing? Why was the door propped open? Why did it continue to be propped open?
Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News,
look, at the end of the day, when you're a law enforcement and you're not sure if it's a barricade situation or an active shooter situation, you have to err on the side of caution and you need to go in there and you need to make sure that in this case, the school is clear of any additional threats.
He says based on the timeline,
you know that students are still there, and so you have to take that initiative to go through and make sure that those students continue to be safe.
Less than 300 miles away, protesters have gathered outside the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, the venue hosting the NRA convention.
I feel like The Walking Dead, that it'll be me next until we do something about this. It'll be, who knows, children this afternoon.
Meanwhile, the list of speakers for today's convention continues to shrink. Reporter Chris Fox.
A video of Governor Abbott will be played as he's heading back to Uvalde. Now Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has canceled his appearance. He joins Senator John Cornyn and Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan has also declined an invitation to speak.
Former President Trump says he will keep his commitment to speak. Folks are making the great getaway. Today marks the beginning of one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. AAA's Andrew Gross.
Despite these record high gasoline prices, we are expecting, based on what we're seeing for Memorial Day, that it's going to be a very robust travel period for summer. People just want to get out and go.
AAA says the average price for gas in New York right now is $4.93 a gallon, while in PA, motorists are seeing an average of $4.67 at the pump. A trailblazing group of football players will be honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The first four professional black players, known as the Forgotten Four, will share the Ralph Hay Pioneer Award. Kenny Washington, Woody Strode, and Hall of Famers Bill Willis and Marion Motley broke professional football's race barrier back in 1946. Still to come this Friday, rallying in PA to end gun violence, prepping for the VP in Buffalo, and honoring those who gave all.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, rather cloudy, clammy, humid, with additional showers, some thundery downpours, locally heavy rain, parts of the I-81 corridor, some patchy fog as well, 50s and low 60s overnight. Tomorrow, cloud cover, showers, and drizzle, giving way to a little clearing later in the day from the west. High temperatures near 70. Sunday and Monday, rounding out the Memorial Day weekend, looks sunny. 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Well into the 80s then for high temperatures on Monday.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more of what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. PA Governor Tom Wolf speaking at an end gun violence rally today.
Let's close loopholes. We have background checks that we're supposed to do, and they have loopholes. Let's close those loopholes.
He's calling on lawmakers to act.
We ought to require the safe storage of guns, keep them out of the wrong hands, prevent accidental injury.
The Ceasefire PA event was held this afternoon in Harrisburg. The gun debate also rages in New York State. Western New York Congressman Joe Morelli asking for similar measures to those of Tom Wolf, including universal background checks and a strengthening of red flag laws.
You can easily cross state lines, and we see that happening every day. We see the move of illegal guns across this country every single day in the thousands, and they end up on streets all across America, and they end up in the hands of the wrong people. That's why federal action is so important.
Police Detective Randy Sutton says instead of focusing on eliminating guns, lawmakers need to pay attention to improving school security.
We've seen school districts removing the school resource officers and officers from the schools because of their political leanings. And that is exactly the opposite of what needs to take place. A police officer in a school means a safe school.
Meanwhile, in another mass shooting, the final four funerals are happening this Memorial Day weekend for the 10 victims killed in Buffalo's top supermarket massacre. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to the Queen City tomorrow to attend the funeral for Ruth Whitfield. The 86-year-old was the oldest victim of the deadly shooting on May 14th. The second family will also offer condolences to families of other victims. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies in the Queen City are investigating whether a former federal agent had prior knowledge of the attack on the grocery store. Family Life's Bob Price.
Law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the investigation say a former federal agent was among a small group of people to have regular interactions online with the gunman. Now the question's being raised. Did this agent know in advance that 18-year-old Peyton Gendron was going to attack that top store on Jefferson Avenue? A half hour before he opened fire in the parking lot, the shooter posted a racist diatribe and invitations to watch the massacre live on the social media site Discord. The former federal agent's relationship with the gunman is part of the ongoing investigation. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. Veterans have come together in Erie, Pennsylvania to assemble a temporary replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. for Memorial Day weekend. Veteran Dennis Nuwara.
I have four friends of mine on the wall. One, a dear friend. We went from grade school to high school, played ball together. I named my first son after him.
Jim Knotts with the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund tells Your Erie News the wall means a lot to veterans of all eras.
They recognize how important it is for our communities and our country at large to understand what it means for someone to serve in the military and make those sacrifices, some the ultimate sacrifice, other sacrifices that they've carried with them for years.
The wall that heals on the grounds of the Zemzem Shrine Club has more than 50,000 names of veterans who gave their lives. Next at 5, we get a glimpse of the hot topics in Albany and Harrisburg.
The worst mass shooting since Sandy Hook happened this week in Texas, and that has reinvigorated the gun debate in this country. Jason, I'll begin with you. We have had, in the span of just 2 weeks, two 18-year-olds go on killing sprees armed with what the critics would call weapons of war. Are guns really the problem here, Jason? Is that a short-sighted solution to a very complicated problem?
Well, I think it is. You know, whether you're right or left, I feel like everybody is offering partial solutions. We're not really realizing that there's pieces of the solution on both sides, but neither are complete. And that ultimately, this really is a spiritual problem that America is going to have to grapple with.
Now, Michael, there's a lot we don't know about this killer, but there's a lot we do, and it fits the profile. Loner, mental health issues, no doubt. Your thoughts as we just start to come to grips with this senseless tragedy in Texas.
Those words that you said, fits the profile, I think are apropos here as we look at many of these mass shootings that have taken place over the years. When you look at what young men are exposed to as boys growing up in our society, those who are bullied or in some way feel left out or alone are then entering into a world of the internet and other places that are giving them radical ideas, and then with fatherlessness and not having a male influence are all contributors to these sorts of problems that create that profile of the kinds of killers we're seeing.
Yeah. Of course, this is all happening on the tail end of COVID. And I got to wonder, Jason, the mental health of kids today. And I know they're saying that that may have been a factor in the Buffalo shooting. Your thoughts on just how the pandemic has impacted the mental health of teenagers today?
Yeah, I'm no expert in the field, but you know, just watching my own kids, watching, you know, society at large, you have to think that it is. I mean, you're seeing increased rates of depression, anxiety, I mean, all these kinds of things that are coming along post-pandemic. And I do think that there is going to be some correlation, some relation to what has happened as to how we have responded to the COVID pandemic. We have shut things down, isolated people, that we're now beginning to see the outcroppings of some of those things.
Michael, every one of those people killed, those young children, were in the same classroom and two teachers. The stuff of nightmares. There's a great debate in this country now about whether or not arming teachers could have prevented this. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Texas has a law that would allow for the arming of teachers if they're trained. Here in Pennsylvania, the law's a bit sketchy in terms of whether teachers or administrators are allowed to have weapons in the schools.
Yeah. Former Governor Cuomo, Jason, spoke at a church in Buffalo last weekend about the Tops shooting. Do you think that Kathy Hochul should be worried about him running as an independent in November? I know the timeline for getting on the ballot is real short here. I think he has only till the end of the month. What are your thoughts there?
You know, I think former Governor Cuomo is doing his best to needle the Democratic Party that he feels abandoned him. I don't think he's going to run for governor at this point. I could be wrong, but I don't think he will. I think this is an opportunity for him to try to be relevant and to continue to be burn the saddle of the donkey party right now.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute speaking with Family Life's Bob Price. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street is capping its comeback week with a strong rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 580 points to snap a long weekly losing streak. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ also ended sharply higher, with the tech-savvy NASDAQ up more than 3%. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 575 points, the S&P 500 rose 100, and the NASDAQ jumped 390 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details are available online at ambassadoradvisors.com. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
This Sunday is May 29th, or 529. So let's talk today about 529 plans used for education expenses. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. The name comes from Section 529 of the tax code. Most states have their own 529 plans, but you can set up an account with any state, even if you don't live there. Some states have better investment options and lower costs, so shop around at savingforcollege.com. 529s offer tax-deferred growth and tax-free withdrawals if the money is used for qualified expenses. And you can use 529 money not only for college, but also for secondary education expenses, such as private school tuition. So, if you have children or grandchildren, learn more about funding a tax-smart 529 plan. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Be alert for additional showers tonight. Some of those rains will be heavy across portions of central and eastern Pennsylvania, central New York, with rumbles of thunder. The good news, though, about the Memorial Day weekend is drier air will work into the region, gradually clearing the skies later tomorrow, setting us up for some lovely, warm and bright conditions for Sunday and Monday. For tonight, though, rather cloudy, humid, with additional showers, some thundery downpours, locally heavy rain, parts of the I-81 corridor, some patchy fog as well, 50s and low 60s overnight. Tomorrow, cloud cover, showers, and drizzle, giving way to a little clearing later in the day from the west. High temperatures near 70. Sunday and Monday, rounding out the Memorial Day weekend, looks sunny. 70s to near 80 on Sunday, well into the 80s then for high temperatures on Monday.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, with the unofficial kickoff to summer this weekend, tomorrow is a holiday we can relish.
Grilling season is upon us, which means there's no better time to celebrate one of the most iconic of American foods, the hamburger. Grab your barbecue tools, a package of buns, and whatever toppings you want, because Saturday is National Hamburger Day. Americans eat over 50 billion burgers a year, so it's only fitting that a whole day is set aside for these special sandwiches. Though there are many theories to the origin of the burger, many in the U.S. point to a story from 1900, where a restaurant owner placed a piece of grilled meat in between two pieces of toast for a businessman in a rush. Whatever the origin, and whether you like beef, turkey, a veggie burger, or something else, take time this weekend to sink your teeth into this meaty celebration. And when you do, you'll be on a roll right into summer. Brian Querrey, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brian. Ah, for the enjoyment of hamburgers. And that's the world we live in this 27th of May. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.